Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Manifesting Sons podcast. And today we're going to look at part two of our pastors, politics, and pulpit discussion. And tonight we want to look biblically. Yes, we want to look biblically at the situation. But in our last message, and you have a chance to download that and listen to it, we really laid out a framework to understand that we should not mix the world's politics with the message of the kingdom. And we say that when the house of God gathers, the house of God gathers to what? For God, for the sons of God to hear what the Father's heart is. And the Father's heart is not entangled with the affairs of this life. It's not people who are led by the Spirit of God. They are the what, sons of God. So leaders must not be entangled with the affairs of this life. We are designed to hear God. We must hear God so that we can impart Christ, break bread, that's part of the kingdom culture, to the sons of God that they may grow by the word of his grace. Now, let's look at a scripture here just to grab a framework for the importance of leadership. Look at Romans chapter 10, verse 13, it says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent?" The word sent is apostolos there. "As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them which preach the gospel of peace." Listen to that word. "How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." So even the words of a leader, the words of a pastor, the words of an apostle, the words of the leader of the body must bring what? Peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But please don't lose the fact that they also come against sin, because they know that sin separates you from the Father. But it says, "But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then, faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So in other words, faith comes by what? Hearing, okay? What are the leaders, when you entangle yourselves with the affairs of this life, and we're talking about the politics of our worldly government, and when we inject them over the pulpit into our congregations, we are tainting the atmosphere with temporal things. When that atmosphere and that time is the time for the Father to speak to the sons, okay? That's God's time. That's just like someone walking up in your house and telling you what? Telling you how to raise your kids, how to telling your kids wrong, teaching your kids things that you never taught them. You would be offended. You would sit that person down. Better yet, how about this? I'll raise you one. You'll even kick them out your house. Why? Because that's not their place, and that's not their what? Time. So there's a time and a place for everything. When it comes to worldly politics, we can use aspects of it to show its frailty to what the kingdom agenda is. But never should we try to inject worldly politics over the pulpit to influence the people of God. Never. Because the politics of the world show themselves to be of the spirit of the orphan. It promotes selfishness, self-preservation. But the kingdom is about serving mankind. It's about reconciliation. It's about self-sacrifice. It's about giving. Let me raise you one. It's even about esteeming others higher than yourself. So, leader, when you decide that you want to inject worldly politics over the pulpit, consider this next set of scriptures. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 9. It says, "Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, and putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity." Those three things, the yoke, which represents oppression, the putting forth of the finger, which is what? Blame. And speaking what? Vanity, which is speaking wickedness, okay? But the putting forth of the finger is the one that really sticks out considering the tenor of our country right now. Everybody's blaming everybody else. Well, you're pointing the finger because
why Donald Trump is better than Hillary Clinton. You're pointing the finger why Hillary Clinton is better than Donald Trump, vice versa, whichever way you want to go. But you're still putting for the finger. But God said if you take that away from the midst of thee, anyway, and even not even in the corporate setting, these are things that we as corporate sons, as sons of God, firstborn sons, that we should not be doing anyway. But as a leader, you're called to what? Be an example unto the flock. And if you're going to be an example unto the flock, you must show them the way. You must manifest the glory of the Father. You must show them the Father. Jesus said, I have come to show you the Father. So as a leader, your responsibility is to show the people the Father. But it first starts by saying, take away from the midst of thee the oppression, the blaming, and the wickedness. And it says, if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. Now, that should really confuse you. It says what? If thou draw thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, okay, reaching out to people, okay? We got to reach out to people, those people who are hungry for what? The word of God. The people within your congregation are hungry for the word of God. There are times, y'all, listen to me. I love you. This is true. And many brothers will tell you, I'm very cut and dry about this as being a musician. Sometimes we need to cut the music out to worship. Some people have the wrong perception of what worship is, but the leader feels like the music is necessary to what? Keep the people happy. Better yet, here's an ugly word, entertain. Music is not always necessary for worship. First of all, worship is what conforming to the image. What it says, those that worship him shall worship him what? In spirit and in truth. So not just in knowledge, but also in their very being of being sons of God. That's worship. Why? Because sons are conformed to the image of their father, not just by image, but also by character and likeness. So as a leader, you must not just speak about Christ, but you must have the character of Christ. And if the character of Christ is not concerned with the politics of this time, neither should we. God is concerned about his kingdom and the rise of the holy nation. Why? Because the nation's rule brings righteousness and joy. Let me keep reading. It says in verse 11, it says, and the Lord shall guide thee continually. That's what we want. And satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. This is where the body of Christ is being called as sons, to be what? The repairer of the breach and the restorer of the paths to dwell in, the ways of the Lord. It says, if thou wilt turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day. Please, I'm about to clear this up for you. And call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him. Listen to me. Not doing thy own ways, nor finding thy own pleasure, nor speaking thy own words. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the Lord, of the earth, which is the governmental places, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. That's the whole ending chapter of Isaiah 58. But look what it says. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on thy holy day. Okay, we know the Sabbath day, back then, over the law of Moses, was what? It was Saturday, okay? We know that. So what? I don't care about that. That's not the point. The Sabbath day is the day of the Lord. We are living in the day of the Lord. We are living in the Sabbath. It says, if you don't harden your hearts and hearken to his voice, you will find rest. The word rest is the word Sabbath. So when you stop, see, listen to me. People think I just need to be good on Saturday or Sunday. Good on Saturday or Sunday, and I'm good. No. Every day. It says, be holy as he is holy. What? Every day. We need to learn to rest. But you can't learn how to rest if you what? Don't honor him. Don't do your own thing. Finding your own pleasure, that's love, and speaking thy own words. That's why I said to you, to leadership, that we cannot find our own pleasure, do it our own way, and speak our own words, especially over the pulpit during a time where the Father wants to speak to the Son. Because when you do it, it says you will not find delight, the Lord will not delight, you will not be able to delight in the Lord unless you do that. So you've got to take worldly politics out of the church. Don't let these politicians come into God's house, his family, come amongst his family, and convince them of something just to get a vote. That's what orphans do. Okay? As the father, the spirit of the father, the pastor of the house, it is your responsibility to be the what? The watchman. Before these people want to come in, they need to speak to you. Okay, let's use this example. Many guys will get this one and understand. We know the church represents, the representation of the church is the woman, okay? It says the wife, even as Christ, husband loved the wife, as Christ loved the church. So we know that the woman represents the picture of the church, okay? And the man represents the picture of Christ. Now let me ask y'all guys something real quickly. Your daughter at home, you, someone come knocking on your door, boom, 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 boom. It's a guy. He wants to talk to your daughter. He wants to talk to him. He wants to, you know, share some information with her. What you going to do? Are you just going to say, yeah, come on in and talk to my daughter? Remember, a woman is a picture of the church. You just going to let him come in there and talk to your daughter? No, man, you're going to say, uh-uh, bro, let's sit down and talk. Before they even see your daughter, you going to talk to that boy. Well, to that man, say, what's your intention? Why are you here in my house? Why do you want to see my daughter? Why do you want to come in my church? Why do you want to talk to the people of God? Why do you want to talk to his wife? As a leader, you're called to protect the body. That's why it says Antipas was a faithful martyr, because when they martyred and they killed Antipas, it says Satan's seat dwelled in Pergamos. Why? Because you killed the one that was like the father. You bind it, what? The strong man. So when you don't have the spirit of the father in the church as a leader and you fail to be a watchman, guess what? A man can come up here and rape and molest your daughter, molest your wife, who is the church. You are supposed to be the watchman. As graphic as that is the picture of what's happening in many churches. The wife of Christ is being molested and assaulted by the ways of the world because the watchman has selfish intentions. And when a father has selfish intentions, he can never esteem others higher than himself. He can never watch over his wife. He can never watch over his daughter. Why? Because he has selfish motives. He said, well, hey, if I can get this into this, you can talk to my daughter. That's darn near prostitution. But that's what's happening a lot in the churches. When you bring these politicians and people in here with motives other than promoting the kingdom of God. So I urge you to stay. And I didn't even finish, so I'm going to pick up on part three of the whole purpose of why you as a leader want to keep politics out of the pulpit. I'm going to continue that in our next message. It will be our final installment on this. But tonight, you must know that you must honor God. Do not do your own way, nor find your own pleasure in what in speaking your own words. You only speak what you hear your father say. As a leader, that is your responsibility. That is what you're called to do. And when you fail to fulfill that, God will remove you. He will remove his grace from you from overseeing his people. I urge you this day to repent, get the politics out of the church, and let us start handling God's business on God's time and teaching the people of God what they need to know that they may grow thereby and move forward in his grace. I love you all. God bless you. Till we begin on the Manifesting Sons podcast.